GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we're wading through a murky pool of crypto drama, peppered with government interventions, strategic acquisitions, and a dash of international espionage. Grab your metaphorical hard hats, because the crypto world is as volatile as ever. First up, if you thought your crypto wallet was safe, think again. The Secret Service just completed a sweeping fraud investigation, unmasking over 20,000 victims of a nasty scam technique called approval phishing. Picture this. You're going about your day, approving what seems like a routine transaction. Little do you know, you've just handed a stranger the keys to everything you own on chain. This isn't the plot of a bad heist movie. It's the reality for thousands around the globe. The crackdown, dubbed Operation Atlantic, exposed $45 million tied to these frauds, freezing $12 million with hopes of restitution. Over 30 countries are involved, and more than 120 scam websites have been shut down. For DeFi users and exchange compliance teams, consider this your wake-up call. If you haven't taken a hard look at your security practices, the time was yesterday. Moving on to what some might call a strategic masterstroke, Kraken's parent company, Payward, is set to acquire Bitnomial for a staggering $550 million. This isn't just another acquisition, it's about grabbing the golden key to U.S. crypto derivatives. Bitnomial is the sole crypto-native entity holding all three CFTC licenses, clearing, brokering, and exchange. This is significant because most exchanges operating derivatives in the U.S. are playing a game of legal hopscotch, dancing around regulations by setting up shop offshore or using convoluted legal frameworks. Kraken now skips that maze entirely. For competitors without these licenses, the path just got steeper. Payward's move could redefine what it means to be compliant in the U.S. derivatives market, setting a bar that others can only aspire to reach. And now we pivot to a story that's part thriller, part dark comedy. Grinex, the world's most sanctioned crypto exchange, just got hacked, losing between $13 to $15 million of its users' funds. The kicker? They're blaming the CIA. Yes, you heard that right. Grinex claims this cyber attack has the fingerprints of Western intelligence services. If you followed Grinex's history, you'll know they have a penchant for scandal. Years of facilitating ransomware and darknet transactions have painted them as the bad boys of crypto. Given their track record, casting blame on the CIA feels less like a whodunit and more like a Hail Mary. While blockchain intelligence firms like Elliptic identified a significant outflow of USDT shortly after the hack, the real question is whether Grinex will ever own up to its operational failures or keep pointing fingers at imaginary boogeymen. What does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? For starters, the security sector is about to see a boom. With fraud schemes penetrating deeper into crypto operations, the demand for robust security solutions and skilled analysts will skyrocket. Meanwhile, acquisitions like Kraken's highlight the importance of regulatory expertise. If you're in legal or compliance, your stock just went up. And for those in infrastructure, the Grinex debacle is a harsh reminder of the need for bulletproof security systems and the potential perils of non-compliance. In short, the landscape is shifting. Adaptation and caution are your watchwords. That's all for today. Keep your keys close and your security protocols closer. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.